Mobile low bandwidth simulcast of this show available on Alpha Geek Radio. Using your mobile device web browser, go to mobile.alphageekradio.com to tune in now.
Coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky.
It's the Valentine Cast with your bibbed couple, Jay and Renee Valentine.
Today is February 10th, 2014.
And this is episode 145.
Woo!
As N said in the chat room.
145.
145.
Welcome to Valentine Cast.
I'm Jay.
And I'm Renee.
And we are here to talk to you about our lovely lives here in Louisville, Kentucky.
And if this is your first time listening to us, hello.
Hello, hello, hello.
Welcome to the Valentine Cast. Hope you stick around for a bit. Listen to what we got to say.
Yeah, we've been doing this show for over 2 years.
Yeah.
And it's something that we
not actually, tired of it yet.
No, we haven't got tired of talking to one another weekly, you know.
Yeah. This is the only time we ever talk to each other. We don't
it
talk
is.
To each other any other time.
It is.
I talk to him an hour a week, and that's my limit. So.
I know, that's it. I mean, that's all she can take. That is all that she can take. I want to take a moment and thank the folks over at Alpha Geek Radio that is doing the mobile shoutcast stream, audio stream, where you can listen to this on any mobile device. Just point your mobile browser to mobile.alphageekradio.com. And tune in to channel 2. Also want to thank the guys out at prettylightsmusic.com for allowing us to use their music for our intro and outro of our show. And I just want to say hello to our chat room.
Hi, chat room.
What is going on, everybody?
So who do we have in our chat room today?
Oh, today okay. We have N, who is on holiday in British Columbia.
Very nice.
Yes.
Lucky.
It is. And we also have Hando. What is going on, Hando?
Hi, Hando.
And I'm not sure if Mr. J.B. Hannon is here. But
well, if not.
He's here in the chat room.
Okay. Hi, J.B. Hannon. Even if you're not here, you're still here.
Right. And we have Tondagosa.
Hi, Tondagosa.
Udella.
Udella's in the house.
And Diddy is on the way after his dailies.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have a guest, Valentine036.
I love that he gives our guests names, even if they're...
Yeah, I set that up when I set the
Valentine
chat up.
Valentine036, welcome to the chat room.
Yeah, so they can stay anonymous, you know, mm-hmm. if they want to. And
maybe
then,
it's somebody famous.
It could be.
And they don't want anybody to let them... And they don't want
maybe, it's Mich- maybe it's Miss Yeager Turner.
I doubt that. You're so crazy.
So what was I about to say? I was going to say, if you have time on a Monday evening around 7:30 mm-hmm. Eastern time, you can watch this show and you can join our chat room. You can do that at valentinecastlive.com. And it's all hosted there in one little sweet page for you to do everything that you'll be able to do. And do you have anything?
No, I want to talk about our weekend.
All
we had
right.
a crazy weekend. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Weekend wrap up.
That's how you people say it, right?
Thank you, Hando. So none other than Deidre Crocker. Miss Dr. Crocker.
Miss Dr. Crocker.
She came into town. So
my sister.
Renee's older sister, Deidre, who is a doctor in Atlanta. She arrived into Louisville on Friday night, and we went and go pick her up.
Well, I slept in the car
Renee,
while Jay picked her up.
Renee insisted that we pick her up, and I double-checked a couple of times just to
yes.
make sure.
I was sure. I want to go pick her up.
I wanted to make sure because I know at night, Renee gets a little tired. You know, because
I can't even argue with that.
She gets tired, and I'm just like, are you sure? You know, because I know she was going to feel really bad if she, well, not really bad, but she'll feel a little bad for falling asleep, you know. And so Deidre, you know, she came in at 10:25 and we went and picked her up. Renee was awake for probably the first five minutes.
And then promptly.
And she was out. And I knew what was going to happen because when we left to go get her, Renee said, I'm taking the blanket, damn it. And I was like, why? She was like, it's cold outside and we're supposed to have a blanket in the car just in case something happens with the car and we're trapped on the side of the road. Now, it's been colder. Okay, that is true.
It was cold.
It was true.
And are you not supposed to have a blanket in the car?
But it's been colder
all of
this whole winter.
It doesn't matter. All of my statements were true.
Right.
Friday.
But
so let's not even take that into account because those were true statements.
I was like, Renee is going to swaddle herself in this blanket and she's going to be knocked out before, you know, we get 5 miles away from the airport.
Wrong.
It was probably like 7 or 8.
Oh, I stayed up until I didn't go to sleep till after we got to the airport.
No, I said from the airport after we left the airport. So, one of the things that we talked about, you know, to pick her up, we talked about her day and everything else, and we talked about the craziness in Atlanta. And she said that, well, we all know because it's Atlanta, they really don't have a budget, you know, for
snow and ice.
For snow and ice.
Because stuff like that doesn't happen.
Because it usually doesn't happen down there. And they actually have already claimed a state of emergency for tomorrow and Wednesday.
And I think it's a little excessive for a state of emergency, but Jay thinks it's okay.
Well, one of the things they could be doing, doing it for, is so they can go ahead and use the emergency funds. If they need to use some emergency funds.
Maybe they can't use emergency funds unless there's a state of emergency.
Right. That's correct. So
okay, that makes sense.
So so they're out of, you know, the schools are canceled for tomorrow.
Lucky already. Kids.
Our schools didn't go to school today, and there was only like 2/3 of an inch of snow.
Yeah, I think they should have gone to school today.
They should have gone to school, but the secondary roads weren't being done because
we're
running into the end of our salt.
So are they going to close the roads again tomorrow? They didn't do secondary roads today. They should still be snowy, right?
I forgot. I think they wait till it gets to a certain degree when it actually softens up so they can come out and scrape them.
Oh, they come out and scrape
them. They don't come out in salt, you know.
Okay. So, yeah, so... Atlanta's super nutty, but yeah, I did go to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
But is it bad that I kind of liked it, having an excuse to go to sleep? I ain't gonna lie.
I mean, you enjoy your sleep. Yep, I mean, you love sleeping, you know, and that's nothing wrong with that.
So then we didn't spend time with her on Friday. We went home.
I mean, because she came in at 10 p.m.
Right. We went home. I ended up going to bed.
Yeah.
So then Saturday, what do we do Saturday during the day?
Saturday during the day, we cleaned up because you wanted to vacuum.
Oh my gosh. I was like, I need to vacuum because, you know, there comes a point in your house where you're like, I can't take this anymore. This is ridiculous how dirty this is.
Right.
So I need to vacuum.
Right, right.
It wasn't it's a little dirty. I need to vacuum. No, this was, it has Toby's hair everywhere.
Right.
Vacuum.
Right.
So we, and Jay did the bathrooms.
Yeah, I cleaned the bathrooms. I went ahead and cleaned the bathrooms.
Bathrooms the devil's due.
I gave him a good scrubbing down, and I took care of that. And I actually, I did a thorough cleaning of these bathrooms.
Bathrooms are the devil.
Yeah, yeah.
Hate them.
Well, I mean, they're necessary. I don't hate them because...
I mean, bathrooms are necessary.
They're a point of... Bathrooms should be comfortable. Bathrooms should be clean. That's why I need to make sure I clean them more often. I already told them they're AKG.
I was going to say, no, they're JVC, but yours are JVC.
Right. So.
I'm so slow.
And then so Saturday after that, we went and looked at some cribs and stuff for the kids that will be on the way just to kind of price some stuff out, you know, and everything. What's that face for?
Babies are stupid and expensive. Sorry, I have money issues.
I told you they were expensive.
Change my mind. Can I put them back?
You know, you can't put them back. So after that, we went to go to, we went back to your mom and dad's because that's when Deidre, Kim, and your mom and Danielle all came back from running errands.
Yeah, so we were all there.
Because we were doing Saturday dinner. Because Deidre had to leave out earlier.
And I'm not ashamed, but I had Dairy Queen right before it. I had a brownie Oreo earthquake.
Right. And I had a Georgia Mud Blizzard. It was really good. And the cool thing about Dairy Queen here, I don't know if they do it everywhere, but if it snows, you get buy one, get one free blizzards.
I can't see them having that promo in Florida or California.
I would. They should just give them free, you know.
If it snows where?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. I'm pregnant in.
What?
In's like, hold the phone. You're prego? And she said prego. You know what? Every time someone says prego, I should have a jar of spaghetti sauce. Just hold it up. I'm prego. Prego. So we went over there and we had dinner. Everything was great.
Uh-huh.
And we were finishing up dinner. And everybody was there.
Right.
And then all of a sudden we hear we're like, well, probably our neighbor. Cause she tends to come over.
Right.
D got up to answer. Right. No, you got up to answer.
Yeah,
right?
I went to go answer because I was like, oh, that's Miss Lou.
Yeah.
So I got up. I went over there. And opened the door, and there was a lady there. I was like, man, this lady looks very familiar.
I can't believe you didn't know who she was. It's still tripping out.
I was waiting for Miss Lou.
You watched this? No. I was expecting Miss Lou as well, so that's not an excuse.
Right, right.
I'll stop using that.
I was expecting Miss Lou.
So this woman walks in.
Right.
Immediately I know her. It's Michelle Yeager-Turner.
Right.
From WDRB in the morning. She is a fitness expert. And she comes on Mondays. I think, is it always Monday or is it fixed?
I'm not sure.
But she comes on in the morning and she does fitness stuff. And we watch the morning show every Monday. So we see her all the time. I was like, oh my God, Michelle, you're turning. What are you doing here? I was like, well, maybe she knows D somehow.
Right.
But then she was like, well, we were having a contest and D entered this wonderful couple into the contest and who was deserving of a night out.
Yeah.
And, you know, this couple had been trying to get pregnant for a while and they're pregnant with twins. And I was like, oh, my gosh, we won something.
Right, right.
And then she said, and you have won 2 tickets to the Anthony Hamilton concert on Saturday. Next Saturday. Freaking flipped out. Those of y'all who don't know, you probably don't know, Anthony Hamilton is a neo-soul R&B artist.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing artist. Love him. Jay and I were even talking about getting tickets earlier that day.
Right.
But the only package they had was a platinum package for, what,
$170? And at StubHub, they were $335.
And I don't love Anthony Hamilton that much, but he is freaking amazing. So I lost it. Unfortunately, I was on camera, no makeup done, wearing whatever. But it was awesome. It was like, yay. And I just want to say thank you to D for mm-hmm. entering us. That was amazing. He could have entered himself, but
right.
It was a very selfless act and entered us.
It was.
I want to say thank you to Michelle Yeager-Turner in Onyx Louisville.
Yep. So at onyxlouisville.com, they were the sponsors of the... Well, I mean, it's her site, so
right.
She definitely was kicking us in there. So we really appreciate that. And we're going, that concert is on Saturday, and we're looking forward to it very much, very much. And then after Michelle left, there was a game that we wanted to try and play, and it was called Telestrations. This is a game that we have talked about on the show mm-hmm. briefly, and it's called a telephone game. And we actually got to play it with everyone. So it's two to eight players, and we had 8 players. And how did you like the game?
I loved the game. It was super fun. Mm-hmm. Of course, you know, I kind of didn't even get the, I didn't get it right at first, but it was awesome. But it's fun. So how it works, everybody gets some cards.
Right.
And you have these like pads that you write on with dry erase markers, and someone mm-hmm. rolls a dice and you pick the word that corresponds with the dice roll you did.
Right.
So we had eight people. So how it works with eight people, everybody gets their own pad and you write the word, but don't let anybody else see it.
Right.
And then you write the word on the front page, and then then on page one, you draw the word.
Right.
So then everybody gets 30 seconds to draw. And after you draw, you flip the page to page two, which is the guessing page, and you pass your book to the left. So the person on the left looks at your picture and they write their guess on the guessing page.
Right.
And it goes like this until you get your own book back.
Right. Correct.
So, then everybody goes around the table and they show the, and then the next person has to draw what that person guessed. So it goes back and forth like that.
Right.
So, that was pretty cool how we just, how it transformed.
Right. So it's like a telephone game.
Yeah. Like telephone game, but it's drawing. And it's
so
crazy.
So like, let's say like table tennis. Mm-hmm. Or like somebody had table tennis. So they drew a table and they put, table tennis.
Right.
And it went from table tennis to like ping pong.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it went to tennis.
Tennis. It went to regular tennis, which was really close.
Right.
Some things didn't go so well.
Right.
And you could always recognize the point of failure every time something happened.
Right.
I was the point of failure from right off, from the very first drawing. I was a point of failure.
I'm going to say right off.
One of them, I was the point of failure.
Right.
My dad was often the point of failure
because
he cannot draw worth anything. But there was one, what was it, dinner?
Mm-hmm.
And my sister thought it was the Lord's Supper.
Yes. And then Deidre drew the disciples and Jesus at the table.
But there were only like six disciples.
And then she had to make Jesus look different. So she made Jesus seem way bigger. It was kind of
Jesus had this huge fat robe.
Right. And it looked like Jesus had ate a couple of the disciples. And
so everybody was talking about how Jesus was like, oh, I sure was hungry.
I sure was hungry.
Those disciples were good.
Right.
So it's just really funny. It's I recommend that you play with, six to eight people. You can play with, I think it's recommended for four?
Right.
But I think it's more fun when you do it six to eight, because it just, the more times it has to go around, the more crazy it gets. So we really enjoyed that. So
yeah, it was fun. So definitely for a big party game, it's definitely a game that's out there that's good.
Right.
And then then Sunday, left after that.
Sunday.
And then we came home and we chilled out and we played some Borderlands 2 that we talk about.
That was fun.
And then we played Frozen. Oh,
We didn't play Frozen.
On Sunday, we decided to go see Frozen.
Mm-hmm.
And so Frozen is the new Disney Animation Studio movie that's been out. It's a tale of
two sisters.
And it was pretty good. So Renee got to go see it with two of her sisters.
Yeah, so it was sister time. Movie theater popcorn is so lame now.
Yeah.
Jay has ruined me for the rest of my entire life. Because Jay's popcorn is about a billion times better than any movie popcorn.
Right.
Darn you.
Yeah, I think we have to stick to chocolate or something when we go in.
Darn you. And I'll talk more about Frozen in the media section, but I enjoyed it.
Yep. And then also, the title of the show is Bibbed, and I have to say,
but that's inaccurate.
Well, it's fine. If I'm bibbed, you're bibbed. So
I don't think that's how it works. We're two separate entities,
right? So basically, what happened? We went to Skyline Chili, for lunch, and normally when I go to Skyline Chili, they offer a bib, to the people that are eating
for babies.
And men that can't eat.
Bibs are for babies.
And the chili, Cincinnati chili. Explain Cincinnati chili.
Cincinnati chili is chili that does not have any beans in it. It's just meat.
Mm-hmm.
Like, imagine the chili that's on your chili dog.
But what does it also consist of? I mean, when you have chili, you have to have spaghetti.
Well, no.
Yes, that's what I'm told.
Oh. Well, if I think of chili, I just think of the chili, and then you have the spaghetti with the chili. but that's like a two-way for me.
Right, right.
But anyway, so the two-way and the three-way, a three-way is, keep your minds clean, people. A three-way is spaghetti, chili, and cheese.
Right.
A four-way is spaghetti, chili, cheese, onions, or beans. Mm-hmm. Then a four-way.
Five-way.
A five-way is spaghetti, chili, cheese, onions, and beans.
Right.
So there's your little update for that.
So they offer you, because it has spaghetti and stuff like that, and you have, you know, the spaghetti going everywhere, they offer you a bib. Mm-hmm. Normally, I decline, okay? I usually decline because...
I don't remember them ever offering me a bib.
Well...
I'm just saying.
That is what... I did ask for a bib. I'm trying to remember if she asked me...
No, she asked you if you wanted one.
Oh, okay. I guess because she knew most women don't wear bibs. So I said, yeah, you know what? I'll actually take a bib, because you know why? I don't feel like being careful eating today. So, ugh. And it worked out.
But
I enjoyed my food. So she brought me the bib. Okay.
Just getting the bib in the first place was a little weird, but whatever.
So they gave me the bib, and she says, do you need help putting it on?
I was like, what? Are you four?
And I said, nah.
Like, why would you need help putting on a freaking bib?
So I said, nah, I understand. I can put it on myself. But then I thought about it. Thought about it for a second. She's a waitress. And I think that's their way, kind of like with Hooters, they have, you know, the push-up bras, mm-hmm. and the push-up bras and the panties, the pantyhose thing, the short shorts with the pantyhose, you know,
okay.
The stockings. What is that they use?
Who?
At Hooters, they wear the stockings.
The stockings, yeah.
They wear the stockings. And so.
We're comparing Skyline to Hooters.
But I think that's what Skyline is doing.
No, they're not.
I think so.
They're so not.
Because they have a bar. They have a bar where they fix all the dishes. It's like an assembly line. And all the waitresses line up there to pick up their orders. And there's a bar where the guys can eat, and they're looking
okay,
at
okay, you're saying guys. Anybody can eat there.
Okay, fine.
And this is not a guy restaurant.
It's not a guy restaurant.
So I'm so confused.
Well, anybody that like looking at women, is that better?
No, because...
because they're all lined up there with their no pants on, with their what are the pants called? Their leggings.
Yes.
With their leggings on. And they're like, bam.
I think this is a point of contention because I don't believe you. I'm just saying. And thank you, Ann. I don't look as messy. Unfortunately, she wasn't able to get the chat to work, so she's in the Valentine cast chat.
Oh, I know.
But, yeah, I don't look as messy.
Yep.
But let me tell you. All right. When Jay eats like he doesn't care, he eats like a toddler.
Yeah. A little bit. No, it's not,
Jay,
it's
you
not
had
as
pieces
bad.
Of spaghetti on your bib. That bothered me.
Yeah, I had spaghetti on the bib.
But guess what? When Jay took off his bib, his shirt was clean. I didn't stay so clean. I got a couple spots. So, in the end, Jay won, actually.
Mm-hmm.
So, suck it.
Yep. So, let me just go ahead and key in here for those that are watching live.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and join us over in the twitch.tv/ValentineCast chat.
Why?
Because it's kind of jump. Thin stack is going up and down.
I got
disconnected again.
You did?
And Hando can't get back in.
Well, that's sad.
So I'm wondering if they do like maintenance at night or something.
Maybe they do it on Monday nights at 8 o'clock.
You know?
Which would suck for us. But, okay, well, so we'll talk about this afterwards. But Jay is going to spend all night working on this. No, I'm not.
I'm just trying to figure it out.
So, and I got to stare at Jay's conies with supreme jealousy.
Yes, because Renee can't have hot dogs right now.
Yeah, well, suck it. Who made up that stupid rule?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, well, you know, it happens.
All right, let's go ahead and get to some tech.
Technology.
Technology's not on our side in the chat tonight. I need to figure out if they do maintenance on Monday nights. I may ask that. So one of the things
that, I knew you would work on it.
That's not me working on it. That's just me asking the question.
Working on it.
That's not.
Working day and night.
You done? No. Are you done?
Crather's skeptical of any chili which is served with pasta.
I mean, I was the same way, Crather.
Until you came to my mama's house.
So the reason that they fill it with pasta is because back in the day, they didn't have enough chili to go around, so they had to put stuff in it to make it filling. That's why they add it that way.
So it's for poor people.
This is kind of akin to places that would put breading in hamburger.
Right.
To make hamburger, you know, a pound of hamburger to go to maybe a pound and a half. Mm-hmm. So you had, you know, hamburgers that had bread in it. You know, there was like 70% beef, 30% bread. So that's one of the things that that we have.
I still think that is convincing.
Right. Either. Yep.
But yeah, so what you gonna do?
So one of the things that I have planned is I ran out of space on my PS3. So what I have to do, or what I plan on doing, is I'm gonna buy a hard drive to replace the PS3 hard drive with. And then that way I can download all the games that I want that are coming on PS Plus and all the great stuff, and I'm looking forward to it. Just got to decide when I'm going to do it. Because, yeah, my 120 gig drive is full of games and awesomeness right now. So I have a few folks that have been helping me out from the Gaming After Dark community that's had some experience putting the drives in and been giving me feedback, so I know which drive I'm going to get, and I just have to get it, you know?
That's pretty crazy.
Yep. So let's go ahead and talk about some media.
Media. Movies, books, comics, TV.
All right. So, we watched Iron Sky this past week, which was a movie that Ivan Ghost told us about. And
Ivan Ghost?
Yep.
Is that his name? Ayagovos. We're going to do that.
You know, who's Mr. James from the UK. So this movie was about Nazis in space, pretty much.
Basically, it was Nazis on the moon.
Right.
And it was goofy as all get out.
Yeah, it was. It reminded me a mix of White Chicks plus Undercover Brother plus a bad Nazi movie. Is that a good explanation for me?
I guess so.
Yeah.
But, there was so many goofy parts to it. It's just, I don't know. That kind of humor, Naked Gun did so well. That's like, it's like Airplane and Naked Gun type humor.
A little bit. I see what you're saying.
That kind of humor.
Uh-huh.
And they did it so well that it's hard to, I don't know.
Yeah.
Who's like done it better than Naked Gun?
Police Academy.
Yeah.
I like Police Academy way better. I like Police Academy.
Police Academy is a little less goofy. It was still goofy as all get out.
I see what you're saying.
A little less goofy.
I see what you're saying a little bit.
Nigga had little one-offs like.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Stuff like that. I see what you're saying.
But it wasn't bad. It wasn't one star.
It wasn't one star.
So it was two stars. So hopefully this time we get a movie that goes above two stars.
Oh, yeah.
So we could do that.
We have a... Who put Stuck in Love in the queue?
Stuck in Love?
Uh-huh.
Maybe I did.
Because that's up at number one. So whoever put that at number one...
I didn't do that. It probably came back.
Oh. Were we supposed to watch it or something?
No.
So...
So Hando can roll for us. Yep. Jay will tell you... what you need to roll on.
Yep. Do a 60.
And for those of you who don't know, what we do, we roll for a movie in our Netflix queue. We have good and bad stuff on there
uh-huh.
to make it exciting.
So we're not going to do Crather's suggestion.
We can
of,
totally do his suggestion of two rolls.
And then
yes,
we, and
but
then
if you get two bad ones, you're stuck.
I know.
Okay.
Yeah, I know.
So we're going to do Crather's suggestion. Hey, no, will you roll twice? And did you tell him the numbers?
Yeah, I told him 60 through 157.
Okay, so we're going to roll twice, and then Jay gets to pick. Because Jay has an aversion to horror, and Jay has an aversion to reading. So
I don't mind.
These two things influence his movie decision heavily.
I do not mind reading, but there's some times where I just really don't feel like... Okay, here's my thing. If the movie's really bad, I don't want to read the subtitles. And I feel bad. I want to...
Well, the movie's good. Will you read the subtitles?
Yeah.
Okay.
I would.
Hendo says stand by. So let's talk about Frozen while he's getting that together.
All right. So where'd you go see Frozen?
Yeah, no spoilers. It is a movie.
Can I just say, let it go. Let it go.
Right.
Okay, go ahead.
That song wasn't what I thought it was going to be about. I didn't know anything about the movie except that it was a sister movie.
Right.
And there was some ice in it.
Right. So, which is true.
And it had a reindeer and a snowman.
Right.
So, it, of course, couldn't be 100%. It couldn't be 100% sister movie because Disney always has to add a bit of love story in there because that's Disney.
Right.
It was about two sisters named Elsa and Anna.
Mm-hmm.
Who, you know, had a certain type of relationship, and I don't want to say too much. They live in the kingdom of Arendelle, which sounds like a Lord of the Rings city or uh-huh. name. It was good. The animation was good. I liked little things about it, and I enjoyed myself.
Yep.
Did it seem long to you for a Disney movie?
Borderline. Borderline. How long was it? Do you know?
No, I'll look it up real quick.
Okay. So there were some parts in there that were really funny. And I really enjoyed it. Rob, can I just say one? So Disney movies have certain elements that are always there. Right. There's the tragedy.
Yes.
The travesty.
A tragedy. Yes.
No, tragedy that happens.
Mm-hmm.
You know, most of the time that's parents dying. That kind of kickstarts everything. Rob had an issue from the Gaming After Dark podcast. He had an issue. He has an issue with that because it is a common thing that happens. And I kind of felt like in this one, they could have not done something so quote unquote violent, you know?
Yeah, they couldn't. Yeah, but it's Disney. They need to go crazy with stuff. So.
Right.
But in has a point. If it's a good movie, you won't notice the subtitles. Is that true? Like, if you find yourself watching a good movie with subtitles,
I won't notice I'm watching subtitles. That's correct.
Okay.
And so
that's how you know it's a bad movie, right?
And that's just my thing with the. What was the girl with the, what you call it, tattoo?
Girl with the dragon tattoo.
That movie was extremely long, got boring.
Hold on, let me see how long it was. Oh, and Frozen is 102 minutes.
So, yes, it was long. Yeah, that's why it was borderline longer than, it was longer than a minute. I mean,
the girl with the dragon tattoo, the newest night. One, 158 minutes. Is that long?
158 minutes.
It's 2 hours.
2 hours and 20 minutes.
That's it wasn't even 3 hours. Now, you can't say anything. It has to be 3 hours to be long. No,
it doesn't.
Okay.
If a movie's bad.
Did you think it was bad?
I mean.
You thought it was boring, didn't you?
Yes. Thought it was very boring. It was
See,
like.
I read the book, so I knew like, what was going to happen.
It was like Black Swan.
Oh, come on. It wasn't as boring as Black Swan. Black Swan was a mess.
Yeah.
That movie was. The worst.
Yeah.
So Frozen, it was good. And then we also watched the Walking Dead premiere yesterday.
Yep, Walking Dead premiere was yesterday.
It was very Michonne heavy, that's all I'm going to say, and it yep. was amazing.
Well, Michonne, Carlin, and...
And Carl and Rick.
Carl and
but
Rick.
But I love the Michonne parts. And
so the good thing that's kind of going on right now with this season. No spoilers, but I think they're going to kick off this one where they're kind of going, they're doing different parties.
Yeah,
of the crew. You know, right. Like each episode, I think is going to be a piece of the puzzle.
Yeah, and I kind of like that rather than everybody farming vegetables on the farm. Do we have enough water for everyone? I don't know. We need to go on a run. I don't know. So
you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Oh, we have the bad people here that wants to, you know, and yeah.
I liked the episode. It was good.
It was really good.
I didn't even know it was supposed to be coming on until a couple days before.
Right.
I have to.
Awesome. I mean, I have to say, man, I was really. It was really good. Right. There was some deep, very deep moments. It was awesome.
And I found out that Mad Men is having its final season premiering in April.
Yay!
Am so sad.
But happy.
I like period dramas.
Yeah, but you should also be happy. You can't let it go on for so long.
Let it go. Let it go. Yeah, I'm letting it go. Yeah. And as far as Blacklist, J.K. Grammer, who asked if we are still up on Blacklist, yes. Have any recently come on? We don't have any on the DVR.
I don't know.
We missed any?
I'm trying to remember.
I think it went on the hiatus, didn't it?
For the Olympics?
Maybe, I think it went on hiatus for the Olympics.
Yeah, it's on hiatus for the Olympics, I believe.
Yeah. So, first number is 83, so do the same roll again, Hendo.
All right. So, the first one, 83, is The Warrior's Way.
The Warrior's Way.
Which, you know, this came out in 2010.
Okay.
Fugitive Assassin, Asian Assassin. Wow. Where did congestion come from?
I don't know.
Yang journeys from the Far East to the Wild West, where he holds up in the tiny town in the American Badlands. There he meets local drunk and ex-fighter Ron, as well as a beautiful circus knife thrower with a dark secret.
Of course, it has to be the girl.
Yeah,
it sounds very tropey.
It is a SNGMO Smog Lee. Who is Smog Lee?
SM what?
SNGMOO.
I don't know what that
is. Smog Lee.
Smogly.
So it has a blend of they use some CG effects, grizzled Western film standard,
okay,
goofy East Asian humor, and rip roaring action.
Horrible. Maybe 135 is better. What's 135?
135.
Maybe it's better.
Is Dr. Seuss The Lorax?
Okay. So this is your choice.
So this is no. I thought I get the first one that I have to say.
No, you can always choose them, or else I'll end up choosing the subtitle ones you don't want to watch. So it could always be your choice.
Why would you end up choosing the subtitle ones? You would automatically because it has subtitles. Maybe. You would automatically
maybe.
Choose it? Really?
What of it? Maybe
just to be a dick.
Maybe.
Okay.
Possibly.
That's cool. You can be do that. So I have a feeling that you want to watch The Lorax.
You don't know what I want to watch.
I think you want to watch The Lorax.
Well, it's not going for me. This is for you.
No, it's not for me. We were supposed to debate.
Whoa, what's the whole? Okay.
We're supposed to debate.
Okay.
So you said first one was mine, and it was The Warrior's Way.
Okay. No, 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 no. All right. First, between the two, which one would you want to watch? And if they're the same, then we're good.
I liked them both. The Warrior's Way seemed pretty cool. The Lorax, I wanted to watch. The Lorax just came to Netflix, and I added it. So
I choose The Lorax over The Warrior's Way.
Of course you do. I knew you would.
You don't know me.
Yeah.
Like that just because you're married to me.
Oh, I think I know why the Stuck in Love was moved up.
Why?
I think it was one of the movies I had moved up before we talked about Iron Sky.
Oh.
That's why I was up there.
So which one do you want to debate it out for The Warrior's Way?
I put The Lorax up there.
Lorax. Yes.
I'm also going to put The Warrior's Way up there just in case we have time.
Please. When would you ever have time to watch two movies?
Hey, you never know. The Warrior's Way could be pretty good.
Whatever.
But I have The Lorax on there and The Warrior's Way.
Hendo said if you let Mad Men go too long, there would be a man in a suit jumping a shark.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
No!
That's why I was saying.
I have a problem letting go.
She does. And that was one of the reasons why.
It's a period drama.
I like.
That's why I need to watch other period dramas like Boardwalk Empire.
Right, right. You know, it makes room for all that stuff. And so, what else did we do? We played Borderlands 2.
Yeah. So Jay got excited.
For this past weekend, Borderlands 2 was on sale. It's 50% off. I gifted two copies. I told Rob and Jason that I would give them two copies when it comes to PC so that we could all do co-op together. And it came on sale. And sure enough, that's what I did. And we played Borderlands 2.
Yeah.
And not only did we play Borderlands 2, all four of us were psychos.
And that is insane. So for those of you who don't know, the psycho is actually a bad guy in Borderlands 2, but they actually made a playable character, kind of psycho turned good kind of thing.
Right.
And his name is Krieg, and he says things like, I have the shiniest meat bicycle. He's a little insane.
Meat popsicle, I thought.
Bicycle, I thought.
No, I thought it was the shiniest. Okay. I'll look it up while you keep talking. Go ahead.
I think it's bicycle. But anyway, Krieg is, I think the focus is on melee. He's a little crazy. He has weird abilities. Like the tree that I chose for my psycho, he gets abilities that make him catch on fire, but his other abilities increase while he's on fire.
Yeah, it's bicycle.
Who knew Renee was right? Look at there.
What is that? What's a meat bicycle?
It doesn't make sense, babe. It's Krieg. That's the whole point. I have the shiniest meat bicycle. What? And meat popsicle just sounds gross.
Well, I thought he was talking about his, you know. His,
really?
His wang.
Of course you did. So that's the tree I chose. All the abilities are a little insane. There's another ability where... shooting your teammate heals them, I think it's
like yes
that. But only in certain situations, because then you could actually kill your teammate. I don't know, it's fun. Which tree did you choose?
I chose the tree, I can't remember the name of it. It's the one to the left, and basically what happens is when I kill people, they explode with whatever. It's blood explosion is what it's called.
Blood explosion.
So whatever ability I kill them with, or if I kill them like with corrosion, they when they die,
right,
they have a chance of exploding corrosion to next bodies.
So the only problem with having a team full of psychos is that everybody looks like a bad guy.
Right.
I have turned around and shot Jay so many times, but luckily it didn't do any damage. But
right.
It gets a little confusing, but right. It's super fun. We die a lot.
We do.
But
which is fun.
Which is kind of fun to die. It's,
yeah, it is.
It makes it more challenging.
It is.
So we had tons of fun doing that. We're level 12, and I don't know when we're going to play again. Maybe tomorrow we can play.
Yeah, definitely. So. And then on PS Plus, which you all know we had, on... PS4, what came out free for the PS4 version was Outlast. And what Outlast is a horror action first person explorer survival type
game. Am I the only one who can't say horror right? Every time I think I say horror, I think I'm saying a bad word.
Horror. Oh, what, how do you say it?
Horror.
You saying the same way we saying it.
Okay.
Weird. So, and I have to say, I didn't outlast. So
Jay did better. Okay, so we had a little, I had to argue him down to turn off the lights.
Yeah, she wanted me to turn the lights off.
I did. Like, I was like, it enhances the experience. Jay's like, I don't need to turn off the lights.
I don't need to turn it off. I mean, so I went in and said, you know what? This is just a video game. I'm just going to turn it on, and I'm going to go through all the doors, and I'm just going to open them up. I'm not going to creep or anything else. I'm just going to go for it. And so that's what I did. You know, for some of it, I kind of went for it.
So you're kind of stealing yourself.
I was stealing myself. I was like, you know what? It's just a game. And so I got in. We had our first scream thing. We walk into a room, and something loudly comes on and screams, of course.
Of course.
You know, I was kind of expecting that, and that was actually further down the road than I thought it would be.
Okay.
And then so and I went some other places and had to go through some rooms and the lights went off, you know.
That scared you.
That scared me a little bit. But so I just moved along. I didn't try to investigate. I'm not trying.
Like,
to.
Jay didn't explore. He was like, I'm going to get through this game.
I'm getting through this game. Screw it. You know, I'm not doggone it.
You lasted longer than I thought you would. I was very impressed.
I went through some rooms that had doors were locked. And then I think I got to a part where I saw something running in the background. Kind of freaked me out a little bit. But you know what? I said, I'm still going for it. I was proud of myself.
I'm proud of you too, but I think you're done. I think that's about all that you're going to play Outlast.
Maybe.
I bet you money. Nah, I can't bet you money because I don't have any. But if I had money, I would bet you money that you wouldn't play it again.
Nah, you know. So, I mean, the thing is that.
And you don't have a gun.
Don't have a gun. All I have in my arm, in my hands, is a notebook and a camera that can see in the dark.
Well, that should reassure you.
With what?
Because you know they aren't going to have any bad guys coming after you.
But still.
Because they didn't give you a way to defend yourself.
There's going to be something like, you have to make sure you can see them. There's going to be like the whole don't blink crap with the damn weeping angels or something. Okay. If your battery runs out with the infrared vision, then you're done for. And they're going to go, ah! You know, they're going.
So Jay's not playing Outlast anymore, just FYI. So a game came and went. This game premiered, was it Super Bowl Sunday around there that you were playing?
I don't know.
It was somewhere. Yeah. Right, so Flappy Bird came on the App Store.
Right.
And on Google Play Store.
Yep.
For Android. And Jay got it.
I did get it.
So explain how the...
I mean, it's just a game where you have to tap for your bird to flap and, you know, you have to tap them to keep them afloat and flying and stuff. And you have to fly through these pipes. Oddly enough, these pipes look like the pipes from Mario Brothers.
Kind of just like them.
You know, and the bird kind of looks like a Mario character. A little bit.
Yeah.
And so the developer got a lot of hate for using stolen art, you know, I'm going to say stolen art, and he couldn't take it anymore, the questioning and everything else, and he pulled the app from the store. And so you can no longer get Flappy Bird from any of the stores.
Right.
So, you know, I understand.
And what's hilarious, he got more hate pulling it off. I saw a collection of tweets saying that they were going to kill him.
That's the people on the internet.
And that they're going to kill themselves.
So here
Flappy Bird was their life.
So here's the thing. Also, I saw where phones that had Flappy Bird on them were selling for $600 on eBay.
It's just ridiculous. So, if you ask me.
So but. I have Flappy Bird.
Flappy Bird?
I have Flappy Bird.
Are you going to sell your phone?
I'm not going to sell my phone, but I'm not going to get rid of it. It's kind of like the Plants vs. Zombies.
With the Michael Jackson.
I have a backup copy of that on my disc that, you know, before PopCap removed it, I had it and I still have it. So I have the Michael Jackson version of the dancing zombie.
Right. Because just so you have that. But reportedly, he was making $50,000 a day. How you make $50,000 a day?
By putting the Flapping Bird game out there.
No, but it was free, so what was he making money off of again?
It makes money by the amount of time that they spend in the game. And then there's ads that pop up all over the place, okay. You know, in between the games. The games are so short, the ads are always popping up. You know, every time
Did
the ads pop up.
Did you accidentally click on one?
No, I didn't accidentally click on any.
Because sometimes that's how they get you.
But then if you accidentally click, I mean, they get that much more. But if the ads show up, they get, you know, they get money for that as well.
Yeah, murder threats over a game are pretty sad, but is it bad that I'm not surprised?
I mean,
because people are insane these days.
You're right.
So yeah, no more Flappy Bird. He has his life back or what have you.
So there's a couple of things I want to kind of touch base. JK Grammar in the chat room said, I think if I went through a haunted house with Jay, he'll leave me behind.
True. Well,
no.
Mm.
Jay would get kicked out because
kicked, I, kicked out of what?
The haunted house.
Oh, Jay would punch.
Because I would end up punching somebody in their chest. I did that to my PE teacher in the sixth grade.
But you're an adult now. So you realize these are just people. That's what I don't get. Hold on. You realize these are actors.
I punched a girl in college, babe. She spooked me and I punched her. Tamika.
Oh my gosh. Can y'all imagine if I spooked Jay? Now I'm scared to scare you.
Well, just the reaction.
I'm afraid you're going to be just punching people.
Well, just kind of happened. I felt
babe,
bad.
You can't go around punching people. That's not what people do.
And the thing
do.
Is, Tamika is the same size as Danielle and Kimberly.
And you punched her? Okay, yeah, Danielle and Kimberly are 5'1", 110 pounds.
Yeah. Right.
Oh my gosh. It was I'm scared now.
I feel bad.
I'm really scared about spooking you.
Well, if I'm at home, you're not going to.
I'm scared that you're going to get spooked in your sleep and punch me in the face.
Oh, like you punched me at the time in my head. I had that big old scar on my eye.
What? I didn't do that.
Well, what happened?
When?
I had a scar on my
me.
Eye.
And it
you,
was
and
not
you
me.
Kept saying it wasn't you, but I think it was you.
See, I know you, Della. Poor Tamika. Isn't that sad? I feel bad for Tamika,
I feel
too.
Bad for Tamika, too.
Tamika, if you ever hear this, I'm really sorry my husband punched you.
And you, Della, I applaud you because you actually spelled her name correctly. So
there's many ways you can spell Tamika.
I know, but she spelled the right Tamika. So
maybe you, Della, knows Tamika.
Maybe.
She can go tell her.
You know, I did feel bad. And that's why.
I would hope so. Did you feel bad for punching your PE teacher?
No.
Why not?
I didn't like Mr. Timmons.
You still shouldn't want to punch people.
Mr. Timmons was
like
mean,
them.
And he had the mean wife who was the fourth grade teacher at the same school, Mrs. Timmons. And they both were like mean. They've been there for a long time.
Now I'm scared Jay's going to. Sorry.
What?
I look at the video that JK put up. Tamika's a very pretty name, Udella. I can see why you would want that. The video is short. It's 12 seconds long. You watch that while I.
Does it have sound?
I don't know. Probably.
Okay. So I'm watching. See?
That's you.
All right. So here, let me, I can turn it up real quick.
Okay.
Here we go.
I'm going to trap this.
Let me play this real quick. This is a video that Renee's going to put in the show notes.
Thanks.
Tyrone. Are you going trick or treating?
No, probably.
That was a dude punching out somebody who scared him. That's Jay.
See?
And basically pretty much knocked him out.
And that's the thing. I mean, I walked by it. So this haunted house thing was just bad. It was in the boys' locker room, right? So they had
Who puts a haunted house in a boys' locker room?
An old country school puts it.
The heck?
Okay, so you know what? You know what, y'all? This whole week, I've been getting flack from Renee and her friends about how I grew up in my small town.
We didn't talk about this, did we, on here?
No.
We get to talk about this.
So, on Thursday,
this is great.
Before the show, Jason from one of the other shows. From Gaming After Dark. We were talking about him going to the rodeo. And he was like, "Yeah, I'm gonna go to the rodeo, and I'm gonna go to the barrel, and I'm gonna get me a dipper, and I'm gonna drink me some water." And I was like, "Don't you guys remember you know drinking water from a dipper?" And then everybody else on the show was stunned, and they gave me the silent treatment of like, "What in the hell are you talking about?"
Pretty much, because it was ridiculous.
Right.
That's the kind of stuff you see on old Western movies.
So I grew up.
Or like slavery times.
So I grew up in Mount Airy, North Carolina. And my grandparents and them, they were they were way before the Jim Crow days. They were there. I even had an uncle that was a sharecropper, and they worked on farms. I lived where it was not uncommon for people not to have plumbing and everything. So I lived in a small town. So I was like, you guys never drunk from a dipper? And they was like, no, where are you from, the backwoods?
So we spent about 10 minutes laughing at Jay.
So they spent like 10 minutes
Sorry.
Laughing at me.
Sorry. It was I just keep thinking about this old wooden bucket.
Which is what there was. There's a wooden bucket.
Just tied together with like sheep gut.
No, it wasn't. It was just a wooden bucket that had water.
It wasn't even a pump. It was just a bucket.
Yeah.
And then I was like, think of all the diseases.
They'd been using it for years and years.
It's still lots of diseases.
It doesn't matter. They didn't have.
I bet anytime anybody ever got sick, it was from that dipper. I'm just saying. That's gross.
But the thing is that my grandmother's church, the church we went to, it was an old school Baptist church where they went once a month because no one had cars and everybody had to walk to church. And
so how come they couldn't walk every week?
Because it was so far away. And there was, you know, but they would be in church from like 11 o'clock to about 5 o'clock, you know, and they washed feet, which you probably be like, I never washed feet in church. No.
Never took off my shoes in church.
Never took off my shoes in church.
And the country is interesting. It's like some foreign country.
And so the church did not have running water. So they had water there with a dipper, you know. But with that one, they did have cups next to it. So you could dip it.
Oh, well, that's a little more sanitary.
Right. But
unless you put your fingers in it.
Right. Unless you put your fingers in it. But they also had outhouses for bathrooms.
Why did they just have a big old cooler, the kind that you have at the game, and you just
They eventually got to that.
Okay.
I'm telling you what I experienced.
It's fascinating.
And then the outhouse, you know, they were like, whoa, y'all had an outhouse at the church.
Outhouses are gross.
But come to find out, I got a tweet today from Bronco that said the church he went to when he was young had an outhouse too.
Well, Bronco's super old.
Whatever,
so you
Renee.
Can't use that.
He is not super old.
He's like 102. Old. You can't use that.
Bronco, I'm just letting you know, Renee is out of damn control since she's been pregnant. I'm just going to let you know. She's just saying
Bronco,
whatever come out.
I'm kidding.
She's saying whatever come out of her mouth, in her head, and she's playing that pregnancy card. She's like, I'm pregnant. And she's just dropping it down.
You know? I'm kidding, Bronco. You're not 102. You're just like 100.
It's you know, fine. Renee.
What?
You're out of control.
Oh, come on. You act like I've never teased Bronco before.
You never. He's not old.
I know he's not old.
You know what? Let's move on before we get more people pissed off with us.
Oh, Bronco loves us.
The fridge is not prepared.
No one's want to be on the show. No, I'm playing.
Bronco will. I bet if you ask him, he'll be on the show next week.
We already had him on the show. I need to. All right, so give us the update for the
podcast. Weight loss week 78. We have 78. Yeah. Well, unless I missed a week. It was 77. I had 77 for last week.
So. Okay.
Frog pants total. 174 people have lost 1,168.9 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
That's still 6.7 pounds per person, which is still amazing. Yeah. Don't go down. So stay the same. It's great. I'm proud of everyone. I'm going to make sure to put this total up on Twitter,
right,
and on Facebook, and we've had people joining the Facebook group, which you can also facebook.com/groups/frogpantslose it. If you want to join the Lose It group, information is there as well, mm-hmm, on the Facebook page, and you can join the challenge and you can contribute your weight loss to the total number. So I'm proud of everybody. Everybody's doing a great job.
Yep, keep it up, everybody. Mr. Feisty.
Odds and ends.
All right. So we have some birthdays. Actually, before we get into the birthday, we want to wish a happy anniversary to two of our great listeners.
I know. To our regular listeners, and it's so awesome.
Zobby and Moo Hogan.
Woo!
Happy anniversary to those guys. And today's their anniversary, and they're not here today.
Of course, as they shouldn't be.
I know. And
I hope we wouldn't be here on our anniversary.
They started the festivities yesterday.
Woo!
They posted some awesome pictures on their Facebook page, and I have to say, Mr. Moo Hogan, you were rocking the bow tie, because yes. Why? Bow ties are cool.
Bow ties are cool. They've been together 13 years.
Yep.
And Diddy said his grandparents had an outhouse and no running water in the house. There's a pump and a bucket, and yes, use a metal dipper to get a drink. Best tasting water ever.
It was. Thank you, Diddy. And go ahead. Go ahead. Offend Diddy. You know you want to say it. Are you old too?
Nope. That water would taste gross to me.
No, it was
I'm just saying it would taste gross to me.
Refreshing.
It's not even cold. Water.
It is cold, actually.
Depends on where you have it. If you have it out in the sun, it ain't cold.
Who with no common sense is going to put it out in the sun?
That's where a wooden bucket with a metal dipper belongs.
No.
Okay. Just saying.
Oh, city folk. Oh, you have much.
He is old, Udella said, so that there you go.
That's Udella. Renee, you call me old.
I don't call you old anymore. When's the last time I called you old?
It depends.
Depends on what? Anyway, we have birthdays. Happy, happy birthday.
All right.
Stephanie Seidler. He used to be Stephanie Massey. Used to be my best friend down the street.
Oh. I couldn't remember who it was.
We saw her at Genghis Grill.
Yeah, I remember now.
Her birthday is tomorrow, so happy birthday, Stephanie.
Happy birthday, Stephanie.
And then James Bartholomew, who, I don't know who that is.
Ayogovos.
I don't know people's, I can't do that. I can't match.
Okay.
People, I know you probably think I'm crazy, but I can't match people's names. No, you don't think I'm crazy?
I was waiting for you to keep talking so I can mumble something under my breath.
Well, no. No, go on and say it out loud for everyone to hear. No. Go on.
No.
Ayogobo's birthday is on Wednesday.
Yep.
Happy birthday, Ayogobo's. And Andreas Ekberg, the Swede, no.
Yep.
Swede?
Yep.
The Swede.
Sure. Yeah, he does the long, he makes the longboards.
He makes the longboards.
Yep.
Is that what they're called?
Yep.
Why is it called a longboard?
This skateboard is actually longer than normal.
Oh, I thought it was something else. I thought the longboard was something else.
I think I'm right.
I thought it was like some kind of soundboard. I don't know why I thought that. Anyway, Andreas Ekberg, his birthday is Thursday. Happy, happy birthday, Andreas.
Yeah, definitely happy birthday. And so you have a pick of the week here.
I do. We have not talked about this.
You sure? But go ahead.
No, never mind. Have we talked about this?
Talk about it. What's your pick of the week?
Now you're making me.
What's your pick of the week?
I hate you so much. Pick of the week is Nerd Parents. Have you already talked about this?
Well, so what's Nerd Parents?
Just tell me if you talked about it or
no,
not.
No, what's Nerd Parents?
Nerd Parents is a podcast with Nicole Spag, with Cleo, and with Samantha Jane.
Uh-huh.
And they talk about being parents, their experience as parents, their highs and their lows. When did you talk about this?
The week after it came out.
Well, darn it. Guess what? You get to go listen to it again because it was great. I've been listening to a lot of it. It's probably why it's on my mind.
So you have to understand that I told Renee to listen to this podcast a long time ago.
Do you know how many podcasts I have? I'm doing better now. I'm getting there.
Mm-hmm.
But now I'm freaking ahead of you on Nerd Parents. I don't even want to hear it.
That's fine. Because you're a programmer. You don't do much at work. You just print stuff.
No.
Yeah. So
this last one that I listened to had Brian Dunaway, but they also had Scott Johnson on there.
Definitely.
They had Lynn Peralta as well.
Mm-hmm. So want to send a shout out to our folks over at Black Astronauts Podcast at blackastronauts.com. We want to send out our friends over at The Hush Show at Hushshow, SHUHshow.com. Want to send some love over to Bronco and them, even though Renee called Bronco old.
I'm kidding, Bronco.
At Sci-Fi Tech Talk at SciFiTechTalk.com. Definitely check out Nicole and what her, Cleo, and Samantha Jane have going on over at NerdParents.com. Want to thank the folks at Alpha Geek Radio for this mobile stream that you're listening, that you could be listening to it now. Thank you, Gnome Wise. You're such a generous guy.
Thank you.
And then also the folks over at Frog Pants, you know, Scott, Brian, Eric, Nicole, Deals, all you guys. We just love you guys so much. There was somebody else. Oh, OnyxLouisville.com. Go check out Michelle Yeager Taylor's.
Definitely.
Go check out their site over there. They have a lot going on over there. And then there was one other person I wanted to thank, and I can't remember.
Maybe if you wrote it down.
But if you want to reach us, you can do so. Oh, Mr. J.K. Grammer and his crew over at 10 Ford Podcast. So go check them out at 10fordpodcast.com. But if you want to reach us by email, you can do so at thevalentinecast@gmail.com. You can also see our blog at valentinecast.com. The podcast Twitter feed is ValentineCast. The Facebook page is
Facebook.com/ValentineCast. You can call us at 415-75-VCAST. That's 415-758-2278. Video of this and past podcasts can be seen at youtube.com/ValentineCast. If you want to tweet Jay, you can tweet him at The Cowboy. That's T-H-E-C-A-O-B-O-I. And my Twitter feed is The Ice Flow.
Oh, and also check out Johnny Feisty's feed, his Twitter feed. He's going to be making an announcement tonight about a new podcast that he's coming out with. So that's Johnny Feisty on Twitter.
Woo!
But all right, you guys take it easy. Have a great week.
Bye, everybody.
I'm going to try to control this Prego lady over here.
You didn't know she's going to be Prego.
Let go, my Prego. Oh, go check out Daryl and Star Mike over at the This Week in Trek podcast as well. Talk to you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Boops.